Helen Clark, Administrator of the United Nations Development Programme. Helen, you've set out this morning the process that United Nations will be going through in working towards a post-2015 agenda. Phase one this year maybe comes to an end around the UN General Assembly in September, then a gap, as you put it, until the Open Working Group reports in September 2014. By that point, what does success look like?
I think what success would look like is if out of the different tracks of the high-level panel, the UN system work and the Open Working Group, we see a convergence around a single agenda for poverty eradication within the context of sustainable development. In other words, we bring the development track and the environmental track together to truly reflect what has to be done across the three strands of sustainable development.
And processes like rewriting the Millennium Development Goals often bring with them buzzwords. And one of the words on the tip of everybody's tongue at the moment is inequality, and how, as you put it, sometimes the most marginalised get lost in the aggregates. What can be done to bring inequality more squarely into a post-2015 agenda?
I think there needs to be a lot of emphasis on disaggregating data, because the poorest and most vulnerable and discriminated against and marginalised groups do disappear in the averages of progress. So agencies like UNICEF, which have put such an emphasis on equity, reaching the child at the very end of the road, you know, that they have been such important advocates for not leaving anyone behind. And that invokes the concept of the universal social protection floor, whether that floor is sustained by jobs, by cash transfers, by social protection of various kinds. Can we as a global community accept that there's a floor below which no person on this planet should fall?
And it's great to have you here in London in 2013, which is a big year for development, the G8, of course, being chaired by Britain. Trade, tax, transparency, even governance, all being talked about. How do issues like that come into this debate?
The G8, over the years, has been a voice for the biggest developed countries to say what they will do on development. So one would hope that with Prime Minister Cameron as co-chair of the global panel, that he will bring to his chairmanship of the G8 the flavour of what is coming through the panel's work and the consultations they're drawing on. And undoubtedly in that, there must be a focus on reaching the people at the end of the road, geographically and in every other sense.
Helen Clark, thank you.